The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7, episode 1134. Today I'm continuing my series of looks at the fall 2017 movie preview from Entertainment Weekly and their cover story on The Last Jedi, and in specific, the new stuff that we've learned about Benicio del Toro's character and whether he's somebody we've met in the Star Wars galaxy before. Punch it, Chewie.
Hey, I'm Anthony Bresnikan, covering the Star Wars galaxy for Entertainment Weekly, and you're listening to Star Wars 7x7, the only daily Star Wars podcast.
Hey, Rebel Rouser. Welcome to Star Wars 7x7. I'm your host, Alan Voivod, and let's start with the one clear-cut reveal that we have about Benicio del Toro's character, DJ, as he's known, but we don't know what his real name is yet. We do know that he is a hacker, or in Star Wars parlance, a slicer, somebody who can hack and code break and do all of that good, fun technical stuff. Now, there have been a lot of theories about the identity of his character. Is he Thrawn? Is he Ezra Bridger? Is he Snoke? Well, he's none of those, and knowing that he's a slicer only gives us a couple of options in the current canon right now. One of them is C-3PO. Yes, C-3PO, in fact, does have some slicer skills. Shocking as it may seem, but if you read the novel Bloodline by Claudia Gray, you find out that C-3PO is a moderately talented slicer now. But no, the real slicer, like the only one that we have in the new canon, is a guy named Condor Kill, C-O-N-D-E-R, and then K-Y-L for the last name, so pronunciations we're trying, right? Anyway, Condor is somebody who showed up in the Aftermath novels, and so that is about 30 years ago, according to the time frame that we're dealing with The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi, so based on where Condor was in his life, and based on the fact that we're 30 years later and what Benicio del Toro's character looks like in The Last Jedi, highly doubt that it's Condor. It doesn't seem to make sense. Although I suppose it's worth pointing out for conspiracy theorists that Benicio del Toro himself is 50 years old, and so subtract 30 and you get 20, and Condor could have been in his 20s in Aftermath, but we don't know his specific age. And the other thing is that Condor's initials C and K are kind of close to D and J, right? One off in one direction and one off in the other. So, yeah, you can start theorizing all you want. But at this point, I think we're going out on a limb saying that this is Condor. I don't think that's the case, especially considering the description of DJ's character, which is that he is not to be trusted, that his allegiances lie with money and nothing else. Which would be as opposed to Condor 30 years prior, who was working for the New Republic, and it wasn't even a question, he was part of the New Republic, so if it could be Condor, then he would have had to gone through some serious difficulty in order to become that jaded and become so mercenary about things. And if you're wondering why I'm focusing on Condor so much, it's because of Snap Wexley. And if you'll recall, Snap Wexley appeared first in the original Aftermath novel, which came out in September of 2015, when he was a teenager in that novel. And 3 months later, we saw him as a fully grown adult played by Greg Grunberg in The Force Awakens. You know, he's the one who did the reconnaissance mission to Starkiller Base and then unfortunately led the Starkiller Base folks right back to where the Resistance Base was and put them all in danger. So there's been a precedent established for showing us characters in novels and then bringing them onto the big screen. Now, here's what else we know about DJ from the Entertainment Weekly article. The official quote-unquote one-liner is that he's an enigmatic figure whose tattered, threadbare clothes and lackadaisical attitude conceal a sharp mind and expert skills. And the text of Anthony Bresnikan's article says, we know that DJ is part of the mission that John Boyega's Finn and Kelly Marie Tran's Rose undertake to the wealthy gambling resort city of Canto Bight, but Do they bring him there? Do they capture him there? Do they free him there? And the next sentence says that's something the film itself will have to reveal, but in fact, John Boyega, quoted later in the article, reveals it, and so does Anthony Breznican himself in the video that accompanies this article.
They are on a mission to capture DJ, to bring him in and use him for a purpose that we don't quite know yet.
So yeah, that answers the question. They gotta go to Canto Bight to get him for some unknown reason. And Boyega elaborates and says, we just need a codebreaker and he's the best in the galaxy. Unfortunately, he's very dodgy and only in it for financial gain. He doesn't fight for any side. And just when you think that's dangerous enough, Kelly Marie Tran is also interviewed for this article, and she is quoted as describing the performance as coiled and disturbing, and specifically she says, when I was on set with that character, I felt like there was a tiger in the room, and I always had to be watching, like an animal, at any moment he could do something, and I didn't know what. Do you remember back at the D23 Expo when I told you about the First Order fleet transport that was on display? Here's what the little caption that accompanied that model says. It says, within the First Order fleet, troops, officers, and personnel traverse the interiors of massive ships using small transport vehicles piloted by astromech droids. These vehicles are programmed with ship schematics and security access codes. So, who do we know who might be able to hack something like that? Maybe what's happening is they are capturing him on Canto Bight, bringing him back to a resistance base and saying, this is what we need you for, and taking him on a mission to get onto a Star Destroyer and do some damage to it. And I'm assuming it's a Star Destroyer, but it wouldn't be just any old Star Destroyer if it is a Star Destroyer. It would have to be something special. And we already know that they've already imitated a lot of things from the Empire, the First Order has, and so we've seen the Finalizer as a regular Star Destroyer, but do you think there's a Super Star Destroyer-like equivalent kicking around and maybe Snoke is riding around on that thing? I guess we're going to have to find out, and who knows, we might find out sooner rather than later at this point. And that right there is what I've got for you regarding DJ and the new stuff we've learned about him in the Entertainment Weekly article. All right. I'm going to take a quick break and come back at you with Rogue One trivia. Stay tuned. Hey, Rebel Rouser. The Last Jedi is coming out in theaters in December, and so it's time for you to brush up on your knowledge of The Force Awakens. Luckily, I've got the thing for you. It's the unofficial Star Wars The Force Awakens trivia book. It's available on Amazon right now. Just go to sw7x7.com/TFA to get right there. And inside you'll find more than 501 galaxy-spanning questions and answers about The Force Awakens. Again, it's the unofficial Star Wars The Force Awakens trivia book, sw7x7.com/TFA. Welcome back. So last time I asked you what object Chirrut Imwe senses is in Jyn Erso's possession, and it's the kyber crystal from her mother. Today's question for you, what does Chirrut Imwe say when she asks him how he knows that?
Thanks for listening to another episode of Star Wars 7x7. And hey, before you take any awful risks with homing beacons, check out sw7x7.com for show notes, links, photos, videos, and more. And we'd be spectacularly grateful if you put a little something in the tip jar at patreon.com/sw7x7. It's not an easy escape, it's destiny unleashed.
This podcast is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2017 Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.